lo yigmar. You can't finish it. The Rashi also lahanich by joim. It's also to put this beam or to put this stone on top of these grates before Shabbos. Tachas koyvdon kedei ligma mashtechshach. Kedei that the Jew should be coming out on Shabbos. That's also awesome. Because it's a gzerah, you can't have enough from this juice on Shabbos until you go metchila and squeeze it out on Shabbos. So that's Rabbi Akiva's gzerah, but according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's mutter. So our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yishmael, that since you put the beam on top of these grates before Shabbos, so any juice that comes out throughout the Shabbos, there's no gzerah at all. You're allowed to drink that juice metchila. But more of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, no, Mishnah goes like another man, the Yomah. Rabbi Lezer, Omar, Rabbi Eliezer. This goes like the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer. So Trashi, Rabbi Lezer, Omar, who Rabbi Lezer ben Pados, they have the Amora. So Rabbi Lezer ben Pados, he was the Amora. So the Amora is saying another Torah to our Mishnah goes like. It goes like Rabbi Eliezer, so Trashi, who Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua. That's Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua, that's Tam, Rabbi Lezer, Shel Mishnah Braisa. That's the Tana that's brought down in the Mishnayos and in the Braises, that's Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua. So Rabbi Lezer ben Pados, the Amor is saying that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua. What was his din? The Tanan we learned. Chalos Devash. That's like the beehives, that inside you have the honey, and the honey isn't like a chala, it's like in wax, like a chala, and inside the wax is the honey. So you have this wax full of honey. Shariskan Mebera Shabbos. Shariskan, you start to squeeze it before Shabbos. V'yotzu meyatzmon, and then on Shabbos the honey keeps on dripping out of these wax, is awesome. Tanakam holds it's awesome to use on Shabbos. But even though it's coming out by itself, there's a gzeir, if you'll have enough from it, maybe Metchil you'll come to squeeze it out on Shabbos. Rebbe Loza Matir. Rebbe Loza is Matir. That's a Tana. So our Mishnah goes like Rebbe Loza, that since you started to have it squeezed out before Shabbos, what comes out by itself on Shabbos is Mutter. Trashi Chalas Devash, Shakiveris Roide, that from the beehives, it comes out from the beehives. Vasuyin Kimin Chalas Shoshava, it's like pieces of wax. Vahadvash Petoichin, and the honey is inside the wax. Shariskon Koisison, you like squashed it before Shabbos. And now the honey comes out throughout the Shabbos. The Tanakam holds Asurin, Lyoison Shabbos Bachila. On that Shabbos is also to have enough from it. Vashenken Rebbe Lezer holds a smutter. So our Mishnah goes like Rebbe Lezer, but comes out by itself is smutter to have enough from. So there's a machleke samaroyim, who does our Mishnah go like? Okay, the first man, the Yama, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Chanina said our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shmuel. And Rebbe Lezer says our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Eliezer. For the Gemara, what's the machlekes Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Loza? For the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, my time will yomek Rabbi Loza. Why does he say Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shmuel? Why doesn't the Yosef say Mishnah goes like Rabbi Loza? Omaloch, so Rabbi Yosef says there's no sushtel. Omaloch, hosom, the reason why Rabbi Loza is maskim by dvash, hosom hu dimikara oichel. At the beginning it's an oichel, ulip saif oichel. At the end it's an oichel. Therefore there's no issa schit at all midiraisa. Zadrashi. Tvash, Zadrashi, li'acha shezav min achalas, the honey. After it comes out of the chalas, out of the beehives, out of the wax, nami uchlehu. His honey is also called an oichel. Hilkach, lekel amigzobei, there should be no gzera that it shouldn't have anor from this honey. What should be the gzera? Shemi yischoit, mishatechshach. Maybe you go yourself and squeeze out this wax to get the honey out. Because even if you do it on Shabbos, there wouldn't be an Issa D'Raisa. As the Issa D'Raisa of Schita is a told of Dash, Mefarik, you're taking out one thing from another thing. So usually you have like grapes. Grapes is a Leuchel. If you squeeze it out, what comes out is a Mashka. And that's called Schita. You're creating one thing from another thing. Bashen can hear honey, when it's in the beehive, in the wax, it's called an oichel. After you squeeze it out, it's also called an oichel. So there wouldn't be an issa schita. So that's why Rebbe Loza is maskim. You're allowed to eat, enjoy this honey that comes out on Shabbos. Bashen can, in our case, our Mishnah is talking about, where you're putting the beam on top of grapes, or you're putting the beam on top of olives, there, metchila, it's an oichel. What comes out is either wine or olive oil, which is a mashke. There a chayach and it's a schita d'iraisa. So there maybe we are guys you can't have anor from it on Shabbos. Because if we'll let you have anor from this grape juice that's coming out, we'll have a gzerum, maybe matchili you go to squeeze out the grapes on Shabbos. And that'll be an issa d'iraisa. So the Gemara, he's by the honey, there's no issa di raisa schita, before and afterwards san oichel. Hocha, when you're squeezing out grapes or olives, mikara oichel. Metchila, the grape and the olive is an oichel. Vahashta mashka, what comes out now is a mashka. And that's an issa di raisa to make the schita on Shabbos. So maybe there's a gzeira that even though you put the bima before Shabbos and it's coming out by itself now on Shabbos, you can't have a no, because maybe you come to do the malach on Shabbos. So drashi hocha zeisam yanovin the masnisin the mikora uchla, beginning its meichum. Fahash the mashke, what comes out now the juice is called the mashke, is equal a mixer. Maybe there a blessed is maybe we should make a gzeira. Shema yischa meshatechshach. If you can enjoy this yayin, maybe you come at Chil to squeeze it out on Shabbos. Dovade Triti, that's an issa d'iraisa. So Mela, our mission is not luchagos enough to go according to Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer is only maskim by Chalas Devash, where there's no schit at all midiraisa. But in the case of olives, the grapes, where there is schit midiraisa, maybe he's not maskim. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, our mission goes according to Reb Yishmael, that Reb Yishmael says, claw, even by grapes also, it's even by Beiser, which is by grapes, it's also mutter. Yeah. So more of Reb Lezer, what's Shang Reb Lezer? Who Reb Yossi Tain the Good Tainer? How could Reb Lezer bring your Raya, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer? He's only talking about Chalas Devash. So the more of Reb Lezer, Omaloch, Hoshamin Lele Reb Lezer, the Afilu Zaysim Vianovim Namishori. It's not true. From this Mishnah we brought down from Reb Lezer, it talks about honey, there's no Raya. Because on honey, there's no Issa de Raisa Schitam. But there's a Raisa that Reb Lezer said with Farish, even by Zaysim Vianovim, also it's Mutter. When Rav Yishai came from Nadoi, Osi came v'yaisi masnisa v'yodi. He brought with him a brisa. He learned this brisa. What did the brisa say? Zaysim v'yanovim shariskim yere Shabbos. If you had olives or you had grapes, that you squashed them before Shabbos. V'yotsu me'atzmon. And throughout the whole Shabbos, it was still dripping. The yain was coming out. Is asurin. Tanakam holds us also to have a no from this juice that comes out. Because it's a gzera, maybe you come at chila to squeeze it out on Shabbos. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shimon Matirin, they're both matter. So you see, even by grapes, which are sayach and isha schitim, and your right son, still Rabbi Elezer's maskim. Since you made the risuk before Shabbos, now when the juice comes out on Shabbos, it's mutter. Because there's no gzera. Because even if you squeeze it now on Shabbos gufo, there's no isha right son this. Since it was already risuk on before Shabbos. So good, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Elezer. So the Gemara of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that he answered, our Mishnah can go like Reb Lezer, because according to Reb Lezer there's no Raya. I and the Brisa Reb Lezer said Beferish even by Zaysim Yanovim, have the Gemara Brisa Lo Shmilei. As Rabbi Yosef Chanina didn't learn this Brisa, he only knew the Mishnah. So the Mishnah Reb Lezer is only Mater Honey. Honey is no Raya to our Mishnah. Honey is Mutter because there's no Wisseschita. And our Mishnah by Zaysim Yanovim, when there's Nisseschita, when he writes them, maybe he's not masking what Zav Meilu. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yishmael. It says, Beferish by Boisa, by grapes. If you start to squeeze it before Shabbos, the juice that comes out on Shabbos is mutter to have an offering. Trashi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Hach Breisa Diktoni, the Polig Rabbi Loza, Af Bezesim Ben Uvanovim, that Rabbi Loza is Mechuluk, even by Zesim Vanovim, Lohevi Shmuel, he didn't learn that Breisa. O Mehi, the Chalos Dvash, he only knew Rabbi Loza's sheet in the Mishnah about honey. She Mishnah a parakovish nishbro lehavi muslaj muila masnis. That's no right to our Mishnah. Mishnah pirchad liel, like we said before, because honey, since before it's a noichol, now it's a noichol. There's no is to schita midiraisa. So there's no right to our Mishnah. It's talking about schita midiraisa. So the more good of a Reb Lezer, my time loyamak Reb Yosef Reb Chanina. Reb Lezer, the Amora, what did he have to say our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer? Good, he found the Braisa that Reb Lezer says even by Zaysim Yanovim. But why didn't he say Posh like Reb Yosef Rechnina? Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yishmael. It is the Farish of Mishnah later that Reb Yishmael says it's good. Omaloch, Dr. Blazer Tzirik, Omaloch, Lav Itmer Allah, we learned on this Mishnah before, Omar Rava Bar Chanina, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the Mechusarin Dicha, the Kuliyam Olay Pligi, that it's awesome. If it's Mechusar Dicha, means you have these grapes, so you have these olives, that before Shabbos, you started to squeeze it, but you didn't make a dicha, that's a bigger must squeezing. Everybody's muscle then on Shabbos, it's also. So Rashi, the mechusarin dicha, that's like really squashing it, kuliyam lepligi diyasiri, the tinoson hi goimeris, that what you're doing now, that's being goimeris. Since you didn't do a dicha before Shabbos, so when you put the beams on top of the grapes, this is the Gemara Dicha. The Nimsa Kol Osa B'Shabbos. Considered the whole squeezing out is being finished on Shabbos. Keep Ligi, where's the Machlekes? The Muchsorin Schika. Because you made a Dicha before Shabbos, you started to squeeze it. Now Schika is a bigger, like squashing and grinding it. That must you didn't do before Shabbos. It's missing Schika. So Rashi Schika, that Yosem Dicha. That's even more squashing than a Dicha is. Loshen Aydocha B'Meducha. That your mom is squashed in a grinder like. So that's the machlokes, where you did dicha before Shabbos, but you didn't do so much like a schita. So, and that's the machlokes, that your Yishmol there is maskim. So the Gemara, Fahani Nami, but now Mishnah, Kimichusar and Dicha Dami. For now Mishnah, what was the case? You just took grapes that were squashed a little bit before Shabbos, and now you're putting the big beam on top of them before Shabbos. So there wasn't done too much of the grapes before Shabbos. So it blinds like it's mechusa dicha. It's squashed a little bit, but not enough. So according to this braisa, even Rabbi Shmuel holds it's also. When does Rabbi Shmuel say it's mutter to have anor from the juice that comes out on Shabbos? Only if you made a dicha before Shabbos. Just it's missing the last final grinding, the schika. But if you didn't even do a dicha before Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Shmuel it's also. So our Mishnah now is talking about you didn't make a dicha before Shabbos, so it's also according to everybody. That's why Rabbi Lezer says that our Mishnah, it's not Mucha goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, but it has to go according to Rabbi Lezer of the Braisa. So tomorrow, Hoira Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shmuel. He passed like Rabbi Shmuel. That what? That where it's only Mechusa Schika, in such a case it's Mutter. He said, if you made a dicha, you grounded up the grace before Shabbos. And now the grapes are still dripping and the juice is coming out on Shabbos, it's mutter to have anor from the grapes. It's providing you made a dicha before Shabbos. So the Gemara, Shemen Shabbatadin. This is the shayla of muksa now. We have the oil left over in the oil vats, where they make the oil, in the bad, or in the presses, where they press the oil, you have the bad of oil still left over there. Umachtzol Shabbatadin, or else to use the mats that they cover the vats with. So l'chura, it's meyuchah to leave in the vats, to leave it in the bad, in the olive press. Now you want to use it on Shabbos. Is that muksa or not? Is Rav us, or Rav says, yes, it's muksa. Since Menastam you didn't have nas to use this keli before Shabbos, it was aimed to be left in the olive press, to be used for the olive presses, and since on Shabbos you can't press the olives, so that's muksa. Shmuel Shari, Shmuel says, no, it's muksa, there's no wisdom muksa on this. Rashi, Shemen Shobadadin. I did the Yara Beis Sabbat, since we're talking about the olive pressing, is Noket Le Shemen Hamishtaye Bezovye Sabbat, about the leftover oil that's left in the corners of the Beis Sabbat. Tacha Satina, underneath the beam that presses the olives. Vu Nitin Labadadin, that's left there in the press. Vechen Machzolus the mats. Shobadadin Shemachasin Benesazesin, that they cover the olives with, these mats. Is Rav also Rashi to Tule Mishumuksa? On Shabbos now you decide to move these mats or to use the bottle of oil, it's muksa. Even though it's an oichel, it's roi to eat, but since you didn't have das, you didn't have achana before Shabbos to use it, it blives muksa. The Rav Sova Krev Yehuda Pamuksa. Rav holds like Rav Yehuda Shita, we'll see later on in the Masechtam, Rav Yehuda is the one that says there's an issa muksa on Shabbos. Or Shmuel Sova Krev Shimon, the Lesle Muksa. Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, that there's a klal, he holds ain muksa. Exactly, certain muksas of Adi's moed is also. But a muksa like this, where it's oichel, where it's called a kli, it's only a sir, you didn't have any achana, you didn't prepare it before Shabbos to use it, there's no muksa, you're allowed to use it. V'yachamina v'mishechshah, that's the Gemara says later on in Mishechshah. And we hold like this, like Shmuel, that it's mutter, about it's an oichel, it's something that's edible, even though you didn't have das to use it before Shabbos, still it's not muksa. Nafkamina is if you have a grocery store and you have all the food there, that's Aymed the Malchus Chayra. So you left your store Friday, you went home. On Shabbos, you realize you don't have any fish. So you want to go into your store now on Shabbos, take out a jar of fish. Providing you have an error, if you have no shalav haitzor, it'll be mutter. Even though you didn't prepare the fish to eat before Shabbos, was Aymed to leave there for Chayra. But since it's an oichel, it's food, and food be passed, mizayn muksa. Shmuel Shari. Vaita, Hani Karchi Dezuzi. If you have a double matz, is Vaita Rav also, Rav says it's also to use this mukzah. Well, Shmuel Shari, no, it's a kli that's usable, even though you weren't making it before Shabbos, but there's no reason to answer it. It's not a kli shamlach to liyser, it's not oymit for iser. You stop using these mats to cover something, so you could use it on Shabbos. Trashi Karcha Dezuzi, the Zug Shomach Tzolis, two mats. Shemachasa Benes Pramaktia, usually use these mats to cover up your Pramaktia. Hey, things you have to sell. You have a vegetable store, and now before Shabbos, you cover up the vegetables with these mats. So there's no mukser involved. It's just that you didn't prepare to use it for Shabbos. Shel, or else shel Svina, on a Svina. So that's the shayla of this mukser, not the same shayla. Rav also, Rav holds his mukser, Shmuel Shomri, Shmuel holds his mutter. Omer Rav Nachman, Eiz Lechelva. L'chur, this is a shayla on Yontif. On Yontif, you're allowed to take a behemah, make a shechita on Yontif. Because some behemahs are not mukser on Yontif, because they're oymet for shechita. What about if you have a behemah that's not oymet for shechita? It's oymet for some other purpose. So you don't have any das, like before Yontif, to make the shechita on Yontif. Then you change your mind, you want to shech this behemah on Yontif. It's a shayla of mukser or not. Like an Eiz, you have this goat lechalva. It's oymet to give off milk. So before Yomtif, you have no das at all to make a shechita. You don't want to shecht it. You want to leave it to get off the milk. Or else, for rochel gizosa, you have a rochel, behema. A rochel is what? It's a type of a sheep. Yeah. Gizosa, it's oymet to give off its wool. So you have no das to shecht it because you want it to live to get its wool. For tarnagoyles lebeitzosa, you have chickens that lay eggs, hens that lay eggs. So you're not oymet to shecht it. The turi the ridja. Else you have a shore an ox that's oymet to make charisha with. The ridja means you work with him. Or else the tamri the iska. You have tomorrow, you have dates that set aside to do business with. You have a vegetable, you have a fruit store, and you have your dates set aside in your store that's oymet to do business with. Is Rav also? Rav holds now it's on Yom Tov or it's on Shabbos. Well, the dates negate the Shabbos, but the other behemoth, the Shabbos not negate. You can't make a shrit anyway in Shabbos. Negate the Yom Tov. Comes Yom Tov now, you decide now you want to shech this behemah to eat. Is it mutter or not? Rav holds no, it's also. Since before Yom Tov you had no das to shech this behemah, because it's oymet for the milk or for the wool, it's muksa. But Shmuel lama mutter, Shmuel says no, it's mutter. Because ba'ochlan there's no issa muksa. So tomorrow, kamifla give a pluk to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That's a famous makoikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. We'll see later on in the Masechta, where Rabbi Yehuda holds there is an Issa Muksa, he's more machm in the klal of Muksa, and Rabbi Shimon is always making the klal of Muksa. Shrashi, Eiz, hoi medes lechelba, v'chein rochel hoi medes legezosa, v'tur with the ridge, hoi med lecharisha, you have an ox that's oimed to make charisha with, to plow with. You have these dates that's oymet to take and sell at another place in the Makom Acher. It's plucked to Rabbi Yehuda. To Rabbi Yehuda, the Yisleim Muksa Perak Achroin Osla Shechtem Yontif. According to Rabbi Yehuda, still it comes on Yontif now, you want to change your mind and shecht this chelba. That's oymet for the milk. It's shecht this eis. That's oymet for the chob for the milk. It's also. Because before Yontif, you had no das to shecht it. Elim came as minimum by joint. Unless you prepared yourself, you said the parish before Yom Div, I want to go on Yom Div, a shech this behemah. Ul Rav Shimon Shari, Rav Shimon holds no, by an oichel, or by a kli, there's no thing as muksa, even though you weren't making it before Yom Div. But the vort is, there's no issa muksa, there's nothing the parish that you had not kavanah to use. His mishlaim, like a kli sham lachta liyisr, something that's aimed for issa, we say you have that, not to use the parish on Yom Div. That's muksa. But these things, you don't have a ferish and that's not to use it. It's just not aimed to use it. So that's that cloud we hold ain't muksa. Right? Hahu Talmida was a Talmid, the Oira Becharsa the Argus. He passed him in this place. Charsa Shem Mokum, the Argus of this place, of this name of the town. So Rashi the Argus, or the Mechad Hoy, it's the name of a person that was there. Amgushi, he was a Goy. Hastily called Ambushi. Shebon Ali Isaiah. He built up the city. From Hamnuna Darbo, Hamnuna lived in this city. Vadain Moris Kfurosa Kiyamashom. And Yafunis Kfura and Mora is there. Kach Matsasi Bechuba. So what happened? There was a Talmud, the Ari Becharsi Paskin in the city Charsa the Argis, Kiryab Shimon. He passed like Yab Shimon that what this Muks is mutter to use. Shamte from Hamnuna. His Yom Nuna, he was the Rav in the Shtot, he put this Talmud into Nidui, he put him into a Shamtui. For the Gemara, what's so the fed up with this Talmud? They didn't say aloha, false aloha. He's passing like Reb Shimon. He's such a shita. And we also pass like Reb Shimon. So why should Reb Nuna put him into nidui form? Like, give him a klala to excommunicate him? And Gemara Teret says, Biyasa the Rav Hevi. Hey, this city, Rav, was the Mara Dasu there. Is loy boyle le mevet hochi. You can't pass him like Shmuel in a city of Rav. True, we pass him like Shmuel. That's if you're not in the city of Rav himself. But since Rav is the moral answer here, you're not allowed to pass because we're from Rav. Trashi Boker Bishimin Svile, Hashna Kilkamon, but my Shamte, like we hold later, what do you give a Shamte? The Teret says there's the Asra, the Rav, you can't pass him like that. So the Morahani trade Tamidi, there were two Tamidim. Chad Matzil Bechad Mono. It was a case of a Deleika, there was a fire in your house on Shabbos. And we'll see later on in the Masechta, there are certain coolers you're allowed to save food from your house on Shabbos and take it outside. So, Shiloh, how many kelim you're allowed to fill up? So one filled up the food in one money, in one basket. V'chad matzel b'yavo v'chomish mani. And one filled up the food, he filled up four or five different baskets, and he carried them outside. So the Gemara, k'misl gim b'plukta the Rabba bar Zavda Ravuna. This is a machleket later on in the Masechta of Kufches, exactly how many kelim you're allowed to use to fill up to take the food outside. So Drashi, chad matzel, oichlen omashkin, food and drinks, bevnei hadleika. In the case where a fire hit the house on Shabbos, har belechotzim revis. You're allowed to carry it outside to a chotz that has an erev there. I what the chiddush is, we'll see later what the chiddush is. People are boiled, I'm a moiner when it comes to a fire, and we're afraid to come to put out the fire. V'chad mona, someone's only mat to take it out in one keli. Kiritnan, matzilin sal mole kikris. You're only allowed to fill up one basket full of bread. V'yaf agav sheish ben meyis sudas. Even though you have 100 sudas there, abi it's in one basket, it's mutter. V'chad matzil v'yarba v'chomish mani. So Drashi, he filled up four or five baskets. Ela shemakaflam kun l'teich kli godl, v'noisim v'pamachis. He also took it out into one keli and carried it out at one time. So machlokes later, we'll wait till we get there to see exactly how many keli we're allowed to use and what the gzeiros were. Exactly what the Gemara brings down here is a bismodna. Zainus is part of the first mice before the Talmud. Here's two Talmudim. So the Mishnah. Ein soilin bosor, you can't roast meat, or else botzel onions or beitza eggs. This is the Hemshach of the Gemara we had before. If you want to start roasting something before Shabbos and let it continue roasting on Shabbos, it's osur unless it was finished before Shabbos. Roasting basur. Because by roasting basur, we're afraid that you'll hit the coals to make it burn faster. Only kadesh yitzelim avoydyon, unless it was finished before Shabbos. Ein noisnin pas letaner im chashecha. You can't put bread into the oven before Shabbos, for loy charora, not a cookie, agabi gecholim, on top of the gecholim, el kadesh yikorma panema bajoin, unless it starts to get nice and brown, the face of the bread and the cookie me bajoin. Reb Lezer weimek kadesh yikrim hatachten shalor. It's not enough the face, but the bottom part of it. We'll see in the Gemara what's called the bottom part of the bread. That's the biggest shear afia. It has to be cooked that much before Shabbos. Today you shouldn't have the gzera that on Shabbos you come to hit the coals to make it burn and bake faster. Shrashi charoro ugois with sofim, a lot of cookies one after another. Yukormo kumay krum, like a krum, like it gets hard, brown on the outside. Hatachtam aforosh migmora, what's called the bottom part of the bread. Another din is mishalslin esa pesach v'taner. It's the korban pesach and erev pesach used to cook the meat. You're allowed to cook it mishalslin or even on pesach by night. You light a mishalshlim, put the whole korban pesach with a chain, mishalshlim, into the tanner. You used to hold it with a chain and put it into the tanner, im chashecha. Even though you're doing it right before Shabbos, it's mutter. Shrashi mishalshlim is a pesach, vu nitzla v'hoylich mishatechshach, and it's roasting by itself throughout the rest of the Shabbos. V'yafagav de ba'alma ain't soil, even though it's osur, k'di amor and hoch, it says here, k'di amor and hoch, shori, here it's mutter. Mishalshin es a pesach b'taner im chashechem umachizin es or b'meduris beis hamukkah. You're allowed to start off the fire in the b'meduris, in the woods, beis hamukkah. That's a part in the beis hamikdash. We used to have a fire burning there, keseda, to keep the floor of the beis hamikdash warm. Like Rashi says, the Kohanim used to have to do the Avodah barefoot, so they were very cold. So to keep the floor hot, they used to have a fire going. So you're allowed to start the fire right before Shabbos and let it burn throughout the rest of the Shabbos. So Rashi, Beis HaMumachiz Nesor, Mat Mat Beitzim, start a little fire, Shel Maduras Beis HaMoikah, the big beams, the big woods, Shehoisa B'Azor, was in the Azor in the Beis HaMikdash, V'Mis Beres Melechus Mishtechshach, and it will burn nicely throughout that night and throughout the Shabbos. Since you didn't let the wood catch good fire before Shabbos, we're afraid it'll come Friday night on Shabbos, there's not going to be such a good fire there, so the Kohanim will come and hit the wood to make it burn even better. Like we'll soon see, not in the Beis HaMikdash we have this Gezerah, but in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim, as reason main, we don't have this Gezerah. Rashi Beis Hamukad Lishcha Gedoyla Big or Room He Shakhanim Eschamim Misham. The Kohanim used to go there to heat up a little bit. The Meduris Eish near the fire. On the second time, there's a Ksedik of fire burning there. Mevnei Shemahalchin Yechofim, because the Kohanim used to walk barefoot. Our Ritzpa Shayish on the Ritzpa on marble floor. So marble floor got very cold. Yazora. Chedarmina Bezvochin Hoyel Beritzpa Mekadeshes. We dash and the floor has kedusha to it. And a kalim also has kedusha to it. You have to make mashicha, put oil on the kalim, and be mekadoshit. So ma klisharis, just like when a kohen does the avodah with a klisharis, lo yehid davar chaytes b'nei leben klisharis, he can't have anything like a glove on his hand. His hand itself has to touch the kli. Af ritzpa, the same thing when a kohen's feet touch the floor, lo yedav chaytz ben elevein a ritzpa. Hey, since the ritzpa has kedusha, it's like it has to be mekadesh to kohen, so the kohen itself has to be touching the floor. So he wasn't allowed to wear shoes or socks. He had to go barefoot. Therefore, it was cold, so he used to have a ksedet dikafaya burning there to warm him up.